gonna see you no more. Since you didn't wanna give me your mag, I thought that you were digging me and wasn't digging me. But anyway, what you doing tonight? I'll probably be quitting my peeps. If it's cool with you, maybe we'll swing by and you can just chill. Or you can just chill with me, long as you're comfortable and you feel secure when you're with me. Cause
I'm not trying to pressure you, just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even
I'm up on my walls, looking greater than China. Took my time on this, my hair's getting so brighter. Try to write in my brain, their body's getting so wide. Same story, same games, lanes never change ways. And they always stumble, I'm moving at different pieces. Sucking cannot waddle, I'm finding my reason basis. Little they know, I see what's real and what's in their mind. I can tell that you love me.
Is expression, so don't judge me by my clothes. Some days I roll up in a hood and a trackie, turning up your nose cause you think I look tacky. I go to a Michelin meal in my Reebok, ain't gotta wear my worth and be flashy. A short skirt doesn't mean that I want it. My appearance doesn't represent my wallet. This is for the ignorant ones with opinions. Keep your 2 cents inside your pocket.
I'm just doing me.
I know you're wishing that you could let your head down and mirror my emission. So why you worrying about being the outcast? Don't you know to be yourself and never ask permission? My short shorts accentuate my bumper. I hear the girls whisper whenever I walk past. What's she wearing? But I pay them no attention. To satisfy them is never my intention. Some days I roll up in a hood and a trackie, turning up your nose cause you think I look tacky. To a Michelin meal in my Reebok, ain't gotta wear my worth and be flashy. A short skirt doesn't mean that I want it. My appearance doesn't represent my wallet. This is for the ignorant ones with opinions. Keep your 2 cents inside your pocket.
WMFL Medford.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yum.
To what? To where?
Tasty.
To who? How? To who?
Yummy.
How? Where? And when?
Welcome.
Who and how?
To Egg Hour.
Egg Hour.
Egg Hour.
That's why it was tasty.
That's why it was so tasty.
That's why it was yummy.
Oh, that's that egg texture out in my mouth.
Mm. That flavor.
Flavor that's
eggy.
Spice. Eggy. A very eggy.
Egglicious.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. No, take it back. Take it back.
Well, this episode is especially special because
excellent.
We are all trapped by our flesh prisons in this final time. I said the F word 10 times on the walk to the station.
Yeah,
it's been a rough couple of days.
I don't feel entirely in my own body. Yeah. I feel constantly emotional, but also as though I have no emotions left.
The duality of man.
Is that how an egg feels? I don't know.
Definitely.
I think it sounds
like the hard outer shell.
Yeah.
That and the inner goo.
And you know what it kind of feels
goo,
like?
Goo. That gooey goo.
It kind of feels like someone has already pop the yolk, and now it's just kind of around the plate.
Yeah, it's like, do you know when you're doing Easter eggs and you poke a hole through the top and bottom, and then someone just blows all your.
Oh. I know what you mean.
You
though.
Know what I mean? And now you're just empty.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Your
that's
guts
a
are everywhere.
Metaphor. Mm-hmm. Perfect metaphor. Yeah.
Egg.
It all comes back to eggs here on Egg Hour.
You know, and which came first, the egg or Mariah Carey? That's what I want to know. Mariah Carey, because she's just the perfect human.
Obviously,
I
Mariah
don't know.
Carey.
I think
she's birthed all eggs that we've ever consumed.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
you don't not know that. That's
don't
not
know.
The truth.
I personally think it all started with the egg, but I'm willing to.
I think it all started with Mariah Carey.
Yeah, you know, I'm willing to talk about it. I'm willing to.
We can discuss it.
I'm
willing to convert you to my church.
I'm not set in my ways. I'm not. I'm not. I'm not set in my ways.
Let's hear your sermon.
Yeah.
My sermon? Okay, well, buckle up, YouTubers, if you're really ready for this one.
YouTubers.
let me look at my notes.
Pull up your script.
I know, and it's not a script.
A good sermon giver does not follow
the script. Do you have any pamphlets?
Yeah, I could use a pamphlet or two.
I could definitely two. One's not enough.
Yeah, I could really spread that around campus if you wanted. We don't need no res life. I got you.
Well, first I need to tell you about the beginning.
Okay.
The beginning.
I'm listening.
In the beginning, Mariah
is this
Carey,
propaganda?
Mariah Carey created her album Emotions. Mm-hmm. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the spirit of MC was hovering over the waters.
Whoa.
And Mariah Carey said, "Let there be E equals MC squared." Her 2006 album with these hit Touch My Body and Migrate featuring T-Pain.
Oh,
and then beautiful. There was E equals MC squared. Mariah Carey saw that the light was good.
Wow.
And she separated the light from the darkness. The darkness being well, the dark. It's up for interpretation.
It's up to call in if you know what the darkness was.
We would like to know.
We're not
only
sure.
Mariah.
We're only, not sure.
Only Mariah really knows.
The Messiah, Mariah.
That's her next album.
The Elusive Shantou.
That's the greatest album name I've ever heard. It's like, me, I am Mariah, the Elusive Shantou.
That's why, my next Halloween costume.
The Elusive Chanteuse.
You know how people...
See, I'm studying. We're both studying.
French.
Chanteuse.
Wait. Oh, my God. What does chanteuse
mean? Is
that
the
singer?
Singer.
Oh, my God. I thought it was, synonymous with masseuse.
Elusive masseuse.
Say foe.
Wow, she does say touch my body.
Yeah, I see it.
Imagine heading to your chiropractor's and it's Mariah Carey. She's like, let me crack your bones.
She's like, yes, it's me. I am Mariah. Wait, have you seen that interview? I forget who they're talking about, but she's like, no, I've never heard of her before. It's like J-Lo. Nope. Doesn't ring a bell.
You know, so I think it was Michelle who brought it to my attention that no one actually knows Mariah Carey's real age. She is that elusive. Like the Messiah, Mariah is, who knows, she could be 47.
Hello?
Hi.
Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Wait, who is this?
Hi, it's Katie.
Katie, I knew it.
Oh my God.
So Katie. Katie Parker. So what's the darkness?
What's the darkness?
Do you know? I think you called in.
Do you know?
Yeah, we don't know.
Okay. Interesting. So the masses have gotten back to us. Mm-hmm. No one knows.
No one knows. But you know who does? Mariah.
The Messiah.
The elusive.
Wow.
Darkness is, as Becca's saying, darkness is the lack of smooth pop prior to
Prior to Mariah.
Okay.
We didn't even know it was darkness until she created the light.
She showed
us. And then everything before her was
she
darkness.
She showed us.
This is making a lot more sense to me.
Celine Dion tried. She did.
Failed.
Right now, what are you guys doing on there?
What?
What do you mean?
Is this
pardon?
Yeah, you're on air.
Pardon us? Come again?
Don't swear, please.
Yeah. I learned that the hard way.
I was trained to be a WMFO DJ. I know what the rules are.
Yeah, you know.
I have a quick poll for both those in the studio, those listening, and those on air, on the phone. thoughts on me opening like a massage therapy store and going, it me, the elusive masseuse.
I think you would get some interesting customers.
I know, Mariah fans.
Charlotte, could I be a masseuse there?
we all can.
Yes.
Through the power of Mariah.
That's how you get certified to be a masseuse. You just touch her body.
My body.
That's the only song they play.
In a consensual way.
Yes.
I think you should open it.
Yep. So it's gonna happen now. Mm-hmm. You're opening up your
in masseuse. Davis. In Davis.
Do we have a... Speaking of the elusive chanteuse. Chanteuse.
Ooh, that was a good
How do you think it's pronounced, Georgia?
Chanteuse.
Chanteuse.
Oui.
Today in Carm, Meg was talking to me and a friend and was like, Meg's friend.
Becca. She's on the phone.
I didn't know if, I was just trying to respect privacy, you know?
Right, sorry.
You're very respectful. And she was asking, like, oh, how do you say, like, you know, like, trey bien, like, very, very good for the uncultured folks in a French accent. And I, like, gave my honest try, and I said,
You said it perfectly.
No, but I wasn't trying to goof. Like, I was, like, actually giving an honest attempt.
Wait, what did you say, Charlotte? I'm sorry, I missed that.
You didn't understand that translation?
We're waiting.
Très bien.
Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of the elusive chanteuse, can we hit some of that?
I think we can.
Let's this one, you know, just makes you feel like you can do anything.
I'm excited.
If, like, Eminem trying to holla and you're like, you release a diss track in the fall of 2009 and it charts to a very high number on the Billboard Top 100.
Let's hear it.
It must be the weed, it must be the E, 'cause you be poppin', heard you get I'm a corporation. I'm the press conference. You a conversation.
And I saw ready for this?
It's best that you hear the a cappella version I did my senior year of high school. But not the actual performance of it.
I wanted to hear.
The demo.
Wow.
Are you ready?
Oh, this is, I've never been
this
more ready.
This is actually fire.
I'm RDY.
Ready?
No.
I still remember my part.
Oh my. I feel like I'm in church.
This is church.
Now that you're out of my life, I'm so much better. You thought that I'd be weak without you, but I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be
this, no, you're not ready. This bang is...
I'd be sad without you.
I'm loving this.
This is beautiful.
Thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. Thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. Thought I would be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. Thought I wouldn't sell without you, sold my million.
I'm a survivor, I'm not gonna give up.
I'm not gonna stop. Don't
stop.
I'm gonna work harder. I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it. I will survive. Keep on surviving.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Alto one.
Slower. Sort of like the Mayo rendition.
But okay. This is gonna fast forward a little bit.
Pray that you are blessed.
You're not ready.
No stress and lots of happiness.
I'm better than that. Wait, who are you talking
about? My sister.
I'm better than that. I'm not gonna hate on you in the magazines.
I'm better than that.
This is so my.
Cause my mama taught me better than that.
Will you send this to me? I think I need it to look for this one more time.
Please, I really want it.
I will survive. I will survive.
Wow.
Walk out the door.
Oh, look at that seamless transition.
Wow.
I'm blown. I have goosebumps right on my legs.
When the bumps sang that, I felt that.
Bumps can't do that. Bumps can't do that.
Bumps, you better run for the hills, bitch.
This is wow.
I've got all my love to give. I'll survive.
I will survive.
After this jazzercise,
I feel like a different person.
Me
now.
Too.
After hearing, there was like
I
before
feel.
Meg before she heard Charlotte's Ice Pop Acapella group and Meg after.
Uh huh.
It feels
that,
pretty good.
Okay, that was okay. My group had a little more flavor to it. That was the demo. Let me stress that.
Okay.
That was the what? Sorry.
The demo.
Oh, the demo. Okay.
Demo.
Demo. Demo.
That was incredible.
I would like you to give that to me.
In some form, please.
That would be a lovely gift.
MP3?
Yeah. Could you give it
you
to me?
You bring me a CD?
Yeah.
With just that on it, please.
Oh, you yeah. Burn me a CD.
Oh, yeah.
You burn me a CD.
Burn me one of those CDs.
Mixtape. Just that. Only part of the mix.
Well, who in this finals time... Wait, what text are you getting?
Meg's in communication.
Yeah.
Communications major.
Almost.
Almost. What are some songs that make you feel like you're on top of the world?
Yeah, you know,
do you know what's crazy? That acapella group hit two of my top songs. I Will Survive, like, I can't, mm-hmm. that was it. Fulfilled me in so many ways.
Changed my life. You know, the Bubs could never.
They never, just like, can't never. Do that.
They can't do
petition
it.
To change this radio show's title to I Will Fight the Bubs.
Fight me, Bubs. Mambo number 5.
Oh, yeah.
That really gets me going.
Wow, we are really auditioning for the mayonnaise hour right now.
No, I'm just kidding. But I agree.
Yeah. Should we go to top 90s? Hit?
Yeah. No, wait. Yeah, do that.
I don't know.
But I think.
Yeah, no, do that.
I have something.
Do that. Do that.
Do.
No word.
Call in with your suggestions, everyone.
Wait, what
makes you feel like you're in charge of the PTA meeting?
Yeah.
Just hit it.
Oh. This is for you, Tess.
Is this Spring Fling 2017?
Yep. This is him.
This is
he came. I don't know if anyone missed that. He was totally
here. Yeah, he was after Amine and Tinashe. It was T-Pain.
You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. What's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain. You know me.
I do.
Music never bored.
We know you.
I know the club goes at 3. What's the chance until you roll with me? Back to the crib. Show you how I live. Let's get drunk and forget what we did. I'ma buy you a drink. What I'm talking about, we don't have fun. You don't see on that Patron. You should get like me. I'ma buy you a drink. A certified dime piece, dessert Louis 1-3. 150 a shot, 3 for you and 3 for me. I'm checking your body language, I love the conversation.
Yeah,
and when you lick
words.
Your lips, I get a tingling sensation.
That was
and
we're
both back tipsy, you say in the mood. All I need is about an hour. Better yet, maybe two. Let me take you where I live. Ferrari switch gears. When I whisper in your ear, your legs hit the chandelier.
Passion
through
legs.
The sex all in the atmosphere.
I'm gonna
let you paint sing it so he can make it clear. I'm gonna find you a train.
This is Hit 'Em Up Style, in parentheses, Oops.
Whoa. I don't know. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
While he was dreaming, I was dreaming in the beamer, just dreaming. Can't believe that I caught my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree.
Ooh, yeah. Neiman Marcus. Interesting.
And as the cash box rang, I thought everything.
could say, oops.
Oopsie.
Oops. Yeah. Oh, no. Oops. Oopsie.
In my imagination, I'll be all about you. I know you got that feather for me, 102. Boy, I know I feel the same, my type, but just to the room. It's gonna be here and it's gonna be for you. I do. If it's a killer over here and I'll best friend, I just wanna call you.
No, I really applaud thought. I applaud thinking.
What do you think?
What do I think? I think there are so many great songs out there.
There's so many good thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about my good thoughts.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I agree. Completely.
What's happening? Interesting. So this is what's happening now. And get ready for it. Every night in my dreams.
I've been doing it to the PSA.
I see you. I feel you.
That is how I know you go on.
Shh, Georgia.
Listen up, okay?
All right.
Actually, I'm going to go back. I liked the first one the best. So now that you have this nice music, I want everyone to stop.
Stop.
And think about space heater safety tips.
Okay.
So space heaters can be a very effective form of supplementary heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you keep spending a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature.
Ooh.
How great does that sound? However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths.
Terrible.
So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions.
Yeah.
In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper,
papier,
bedding, furniture,
curtains,
pets, and people at least 3 feet away.
Yeah.
Space heaters should be monitored when in operation.
Keep
and
this in
always,
mind, caller.
Always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh, that was a good one.
We have a caller on the line.
Wow.
Who is this?
Who is it?
Yeah, like, well, let's see.
Hello?
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 Who are you?
Who is it?
Lily.
Lily! Oh my gosh, Lil Pisano.
A little bit of piss.
Hi, Lily.
Don't you guys have finals tomorrow?
Yes, we do.
Hush,
8:30 sharp.
We all do.
We're going to have a marathon night in the studio. Yeah, just like in the studio.
Yeah. Lily, do you have any good recommendations for music that one could listen to, like, the night before they are tested?
To feel like they can conquer their next PTA meeting?
Let me check my Spotify.
Oh, yes. A bop, a bop that you, because, Lily, you know, you conquer so many things. What's a bop that, you know, when you really need to, like, conquer something, get it done?
Something big.
Something big. You are facing a monstrous test and you need to win.
You need to defeat it.
Yes, yes. The dragon, the sleeping dragon, belly of the beast, a bop for that moment.
Mm.
That's what we're looking for. But it could be, you know, anything.
Honestly, I'd say in the spirit of Georgia, probably Candy Shop by 50 Cent.
I agree.
I love that song. Thank you, Lily.
That was the most perfect answer.
I couldn't have thought of it myself. That is just incredible.
I feel like this entire semester, approximately like 7 unique songs.
Just like the same songs.
But they're classics.
There's a reason.
They're classics.
They are classics.
They hold up.
And, you know, our renditions change every time.
Right.
Probably Bodak Yellow.
Yep.
With the AM.
That is a good...
Yeah, no, totally.
Good, like, pump up song.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in. How's your paper on vulgarity going?
Yeah.
Wow, it has gotten even more sexual. I didn't think it was possible.
That is
Lily, do you need anyone to help edit this paper?
Yes, I actually do.
Wait, feel free to send it my way, georgia.oldham@gmail.com. Or my Tufts email is also okay.
Your inbox is going to be
coming your way.
Flooded now.
I will put it on suggesting mode so that I don't get too carried away with the edits.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is 14 pages, though, so get ready.
Okay, don't worry.
She seems super ready.
I'm ready.
How we're seeing
R-D-Y.
Her right now.
Yeah, just sweet Pret.
Seems like you're ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready to help.
I'm gonna see you guys.
Yeah, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Have a great evening.
Bye.
Bye, Lily.
Oops.
This is for you, Lily.
Yeah. So seductive.
That's right, folks.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going until you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One taste of what I got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have you spending all you got.
Come on.
Keep going until you hit the spot.
Whoa. You can have it your way. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing
up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. Hey, your fans teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it come to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa. Just between me and you, yeah. Give it to me, baby. Nice and slow. Climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get the pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch in thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a lights off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne can. Paint. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
If it's expressing doubt, or if it's, you have to know.
So are you talking how?
No.
Subjunctive.
No.
Sounds never. Like someone's talking about subjunctive.
Jamais. Jamais. That means never in French. Jamais.
Let's.
Rien. That means nothing.
Mm. I didn't.
I know my negation.
I'm gonna pull that out tomorrow morning.
I know my negations because I'm gonna need to know them for tomorrow morning.
Known.
Ne akun.
Yeah, this is WFO Medford, 91.5 FM.
C'est vrai.
This is Egg Hour in particular.
L'oeuf.
Egg.
L'heure d'œuf. L'heure d'œuf. Hour of egg. L'heure d'œuf. Avec Charlotte.
I'm going to ace my test now.
L'heure d'œuf. Oui. C'est vrai.
Anyone who's listening and is like taking finals in the upcoming week, or is facing something stressful, you're going to do very well because you are fantastique. An incredible egg.
You are an elusive.
Two eggs.
You are you.
An oof.
Yeah, magnifique. Yes, you. You are you. The elusive.
Chanteuse.
Chanteuse.
Chanteuse. Oui, oui.
If you prefer.
Yeah. C'est vrai.
Say,
man. But you know, you can do it. You know, if anyone says you can't do it, say, I don't know her. And then just do
never
it.
Never heard of her
you know,
before.
I don't care if you're like backing track doesn't work on Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve because you're just gonna stand there in your sparkly dress and your feather boa and be incredible.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love you, Mariah Carey.
Mariah.
What if
we care
one
about
day
you.
She listens to us?
What if she's listening right now? She told.
Mariah is she always is elusive. Listening. And you know who
she
also
did create light, so.
Yeah.
Did create light. And you know what? She created the opposite of darkness, but we don't know what darkness is, but she does, but she doesn't want us to know because she's protecting us.
She's elusive.
Mariah.
Mariah.
Well, you know, we got,
I want you.
December. touch my body.
I will hunt you down. You may be elusive, but I will hunt you down.
I will find you.
I will touch your body.
No. But we have December.
Consensually.
We have G-Day's B-Day on the way. And you know who Jesus brought? He birthed Santa. And you know, yes. Santa birthed Christmas. And you know, last Christmas? You know what I did last Christmas?
Yes, what?
Tell me what I did.
What did you do?
God damn, I did it again. I gave someone my heart.
No.
Yeah.
No, you know, Charlotte, you know, why'd you go and do that? That's stupid.
And then what did they do? What happened?
Please, Meg, give me a time frame for their actions. You know, like,
sorry.
Like, what happened?
Was it like,
last
what did they do? Like,
Christmas.
Maybe like 6 hours after, or like, what did they do? Like, oh, like
I don't know.
Like,
yeah.
No, what did they do the next day?
The very next day.
Yeah, I mean the very next day.
Well, George Michael, they gave it away. Shout out to Brenna Lipsuck, because she just asked me for that. But further shout out to